Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. It's, of course, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I adore those guys for a lot of different reasons. Thank goodness for them. Thank goodness for all of you. Thank goodness for August. It's football time. We have a game in two nights, which is why we are going to go over how to bet the NFL preseason 101. For some unknown reason, a lot of people don't bet on NFL preseason. They think it's a fool's errand. They think it's a waste of time. I hear this all the time. That's for degenerates. You know what? Based on the people I talk to, it's for people that like making money. It's for people that like winning. We're also going to get into some of Steve's official plays for the month of December, getting way ahead of things, taking the line-by-line items that you can bet on already over at DraftKings. Please check me out on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. You can also check out us at Ross Tucker Pods. That's either Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Threads. We are everywhere. A couple more reminders, by the way. You take advantage of a sponsor and you send it to me. You can either have your question for Steve go to the top of our list, which is huge, and you get your question answered soon, or you can also enter into the best ball draft on the Fantasy Feast podcast with me and my co-host Joe Dolan, winner take all, $500. So it's me and Joe, 10 of you, $500, no entry fee. So let's do it. Very excited to welcome in the star of the show. He is only, and I mean only, on social media, at Fezzik Sports, the great Steve Fezzik. Steve, what's up, man? How are you?
You know, I love that song by ABBA, The Winner Takes It All. Some underrated music from ABBA, yes.
All right, so Steve, this is nuts, but we have the Hall of Fame game on Thursday. So before we get into some of your December bets, we need to make sure people know the rules, or at least your tips for what to do or what not to do when it comes to betting on the preseason. And by the way, what do you think, Steve, of betting on preseason? Is it silly, or is it a good way to make some money, and there's good opportunities there?
There are tremendous opportunities in preseason. Let me explain why. During the regular season, it is the very rare situation where both teams aren't ultra-motivated to win the game. Even in the regular season, when the organization wants to lose, hey, Lovie Smith, the coach, might want to win, and that could ultimately lead to a victory for Houston. But in the preseason, there are times where one coach, he doesn't care. He just doesn't care. He's evaluating talent, and the other team can be giving it much more emphasis, be blitzing their players, etc. The bottom line, the books hate preseason. The bookies don't want to take big bets on it. They just want to try to somewhat balance. And because of that, the limits that they're dealing are so much lower than during the regular season. They're telling you they're vulnerable because of that. And look no further than the line moves. Yesterday, Hall of Fame game, Jets are playing Cleveland. Cleveland's close to home. Cleveland's favored, Ross. Cleveland's a 2-point favorite. Blink yesterday morning, And all of a sudden, it's the Jets that became the two-point favorite. So a huge line move based upon just one group firing on the underdog that became the favorite on the Jets.
Why do you think that line move happened, Steve? What information came out, or why do you think whoever bet what they did?
Well, it was Right Angle Sports bet on the Jets. They like the Jets' quarterback rotation, so they fired on it. But I will say this. In the regular season, if you saw a line move from two and the other guys became favored by two, that would not be unprecedented. But in preseason, these moves through the twos and the ones, Ross, one and two are enormous numbers in the preseason. Nobody likes to tie in the preseason. When a team scores and they're down one, late in the game, they always go for two. So if you think laying two or laying one and a half even is a good choice, it is extremely rare that that's ever a good choice in the preseason. If you have to, when a team is favored by two, play the money line and lay minus 125. Avoid minus two. And by contrast, taking plus two or taking plus two and a half is rarely wrong in the preseason versus playing that team on the money line.
So, Steve, this is nuts, by the way. I was just about to talk about the value of going to preseason games. I had no idea how popular this Hall of Fame game between the Jets and the Browns is because the Cleveland Browns are in it. I'm on the Game Time app right now, which I love. Usually you can get preseason tickets, Steve, for like $5, $10. Right now, I'm seeing $360, the cheapest ticket right now for the Hall of Fame game between the Jets and the Browns is $332 for a preseason game. I can't believe it. Listen, I know this much. The Game Time app guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you somehow find tickets in the same section or row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. So Eastern Ohio people, if you want to go to the Hall of Fame game, you can get $20 off. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. I mean, Steve, I can't believe that. I feel like we should talk about that for a second. How is that the price of the Hall of Fame game?
Because there's two home teams. The Jets are putting, I don't follow this, so they're putting at least one guy into the Hall of Fame.
It's Klecko, but there might be two. I know Klecko and Revis.
Exactly. So
Klecko and Revis, and they got Aaron Rodgers.
And so because of that, there's going to be a zillion Jet fans descending upon Cleveland, because why else would you go to the Cleveland area? Let's face it. And, you know, Cleveland's close to home, and they have great fans, so that's why there's so much demand.
Wow. Okay, so number one tip for preseason was, not even a tip. You really just said there's tremendous opportunities, and you talked about the line move. Let's actually get a tip. I think you kind of hinted at it, which is figure out the motivation of the coaches somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you do this? Well, you follow media reports, beat writers, etc. You know, I'll say this. With a three-game schedule for most teams, obviously Jets and Cleveland will play four, it is rarely wrong week two. I love week two of preseason. This is week zero, the Hall of Fame game. Week two, I love betting 0-1 teams that lost their first game playing 1-0 teams because, let's face it, the games are meaningless, but no coach wants to start 0-3 in preseason. You want to get one W under your belt. So if a team already has a win, all right, they relax a little bit. And the team that's lost their first game, they don't want to start 0-3. So they're like, all right, you know, we'll put a little more emphasis on winning the second game. That's been a profitable situation over the years.
So isn't it true also? I feel like that was like a lawyer. Isn't it also true, Mr. Fezzik? Isn't it also true, Steve, that we have pretty good documented track records of some coaches like Sean McVay that it seemed like they want to lose preseason games. They don't care at all. Versus other coaches like John Harbaugh that are like, no, we want to win every game. We're trying to win.
You're going the Perry Mason on me, Ross Tucker. Wait, do you know Perry Mason? You're too young for him, right?
No, I know Perry Mason. I mean, I never watched it in my life, but I know who it is.
Yeah, so it's like, or we go Columbo. So, you know, Mr. Harbaugh, just one more thing. You know, is it true that you won 23 straight preseason games? An NFL record that will never be equaled. One of the greatest streaks of all time. You know, the odds of winning, you know, 20 straight games randomly are over 1,000,000 to 1. It's like the odds of navigating an asteroid field with a spaceship that's, you know, that's large. I guess Han Solo can do it, so why can't John Harbaugh?
All right, give me another tip. We got head coach motivation, and we got 0-1 versus 1-0. What else you got?
You know, we're going to be talking more about preseason next week. Let's talk about the Hall of Fame. You know, Raz released, Right Angle Sports released the over, and that's why this total, it had gone down to 31.5. It's back up to 33.5. I got to tell you, Ross, I cannot play a Hall of Fame game over. It is just an evaluation of talent. The game, there's like oftentimes no offense at all in the second half. At 33.5, if you have to bet the total in this one particular game, week one, I would bet any game over 33.5 in the preseason. Week zero, no way. Seven of the last 10 games have gone under in the Hall of Fame game, and I would lean that way as well to go under in what is truly just an exhibition.
I couldn't believe last year the Raiders gave Josh Jacobs a bunch of touches in the Hall of Fame game. He ended up leading the NFL in rushing. What if he had gotten hurt in the Hall of Fame game and never played the whole year, Steve?
Yeah, preseason, the number one theme has been fewer and fewer guys playing. And, you know, the Rams, you know, basically started all this. And I think a lot of teams are going to copy where they're just not going to risk guys at all. And this whole Josh Jacobs thing was just bizarre to give him so many touches.
A lot of things are great together. Peanut butter and jelly. I don't know. Ham and cheese. How about Labatt Blue Light with friends and family? Live life to the power of we. Life is short. That should be their slogan. Life is short. Drink Labatt Blue Light. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Okay, so Steve, what else do you have for me? Any other preseason tips? You gave us the Hall of Fame game. You're going under. You talked about motivation for different teams and coaches' track record. What else you got?
It is rarely right to back any team once they're laying six or more. So, you know, the market has caught up to this, but as we move forward, six is the magic number. You give me six and any team, and I'm likely to fire on them.
Why is that?
Just that it's nothing but second and third stringers, and there's so much parity between those players that there's just no separation that's really it's never worthwhile to forecast a separation of more than a touchdown amongst second and third stringers.
Steve, I thought back in the day people primarily handicapped backup quarterbacks for these games. Has that kind of changed?
No, the quarterback rotation is still critical, and the number one tip, and I haven't done all my work yet, is that we love to have quarterbacks that can run, backup quarterbacks, because let's face it, no offense, Ross, but third string offensive linemen can't block at all.
None taken. I wasn't third string. None taken.
Yes. So, I mean, you're aware. And
I was always first or second string. And by the way, you're exactly right. Nobody has a good third string. I mean,
and they can't...
first string, we go. Second string, there's a big disparity between teams that have good second strings and teams that have really bad second strings. Nobody has a really good third string. There's just not that many good players out there.
And the chemistry is off, so there can be blown blocking assignments and the like. It's a lot easier to play defense where all I got to do is kill the quarterback versus knowing, you know, who I'm supposed to pick up and the like. So you'll see all kinds of plays where run plays where there'll be a 3-yard loss, et cetera, amongst, you know, the backup linemen. But you know what can curtail that problem? A running quarterback. Because a running quarterback can say, crap, and just take it and tuck it and run. Like Seneca Wallace was Mr. August for years in the preseason.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That Streveler dude, the last couple years, last year for the Jets, Streveler killed the Eagles in that game. That's a really good point. That does make a big factor. Any others, Steve? I don't know how many you have. I'm just going to keep saying that until you say, no, I'm done.
You know, if you're allowed to tease, if you find a book that can tease, the teasers are actually good in preseason. The plus two is up to plus eight. So we talked about how it's hard to get separation and the games are close. So we talk about our long teasers that we like to tease through the 3 and 7. They're even better, actually, in the preseason to go ahead and play teasers.
Okay. Good to know. What, some of them don't allow that in the preseason?
The Dastardly Bookie is cautious about allowing teaser bets. Yes, so it varies book by book. Check with your book.
You know what I've noticed? If it's stuff that they don't make a ton of money on, like the draft or preseason, they don't promote it nearly as much. You know,
yeah,
they're much more likely to market and promote the stuff that they do better on.
And, you know, this is a reminder to check with your sports book, the odds that they're offering, because some sports books change their odds during the offseason. So I was just talking to the director at the Circa Sportsbook, Love Circa, with Jeff Benson. And I said, Jeff, I noticed that 6-point teasers are minus 130 now in the NFL. Is that right? And he sent me a little, you know, a little thumbs up message. So be careful. A lot of books reevaluating their teasers, whether they even want the odds, and changing them on you.
Wait. All the books are going to minus 130 this year on teasers?
No, but Circa did, all right? So it's certainly possible that some other books are going to be charging more vig. Check book by book.
Wow. Interesting. All right, do you have any more, Steve?
I'm out for now. I'll have more next week.
Okay, before we transition to some of your December bets, I just want to make sure that everybody knows you have a great chance to win $500 going in a best ball against me and Joe Dolan. Best ball on DraftKings is bigger than ever. Heck, you can win $10 million in guaranteed cash prizes up for grabs. If you're kind of someone that likes fantasy, but maybe you don't love it, best ball's for you. You don't have to worry about setting your lineup, injuries, inactives, all that stuff during the season. Just do the draft, and then once the season comes around, it automatically gives you whoever your top quarterback scored the most points, he was your quarterback. Same with running backs, receivers. It's awesome. What are you waiting for? Head to the DraftKings app, sign up with code Ross, start playing best ball today. Join the DraftKings $10 million best ball tournament, and you'll get your first entry back in DraftKings dollars only on DraftKings with code Ross. Steve, you got some December official plays, such as Cleveland -1.5 at the Rams.
Yeah, what is going on here? The Rams, extremely fragile this year. The defense is going to be lousy. Hey, they still have some offensive weapons. Are they still going to be healthy come December? I'm not so sure. The bottom line is Cleveland, the far superior team. Cleveland -1.5 an official bet for me. All these will be two-unit bets here I'm making for December, Ross, in the NFL.
All right, let's get to December 7th. You got Pittsburgh against New England.
Yep, I would be surprised if you don't hop on board on this one and we have a best bet. But let me make my case. Pittsburgh, I think that they're as good as New England, if not just slightly better. Pittsburgh's only laying minus 125. They're home. And the beauty of this bet is the situational spot. It's Thursday. We always like home teams on Thursday. The road team has less time to prepare. Who does Pittsburgh play the Sunday before? The Arizona Cardinals. Ross, I'm going to make the case that this is like Pittsburgh having their second bye, getting the cupcake Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. They can prepare for New England for 10 days, basically. Pittsburgh minus 125, Thursday, December 7th.
You know, I really struggle with making December bets, Steve. I mean, there's so many guys that could be injured, and I know you're just trying to get ahead of the line, but that is very, very tough for me. You're all in on Cleveland this year, man. You got December 10th. The next week, you taking Cleveland again against the Jags?
Yeah, so Cleveland and the Jags, I don't know who's better. I think they're pretty comparable. I got the home team. I get a Florida team going to Cleveland in December. It'll be about 0 degrees. It'll be 25 mile an hour winds, even with global warming. All right, it'll be a little warmer than zero. Bottom line is Cleveland, big weather edge, equal teams. I'm only laying minus 115 at home. It's a bargain in a game. Cleveland's going to be laying three, Ross, when this game kicks off, and we're laying $1.15. I like Cleveland.
So if Cleveland's laying three when the game kicks off, what would the money line be?
Minus 130. Oh, I'm sorry, minus 155.
Oh, wow. So you're getting a lot of value there.
Provided
by, believe that.
Provided, you know, Cleveland doesn't have a Cleveland-type year. But I expect Cleveland to, you know, to win 9 or 10 games this year, same as Jacksonville.
All right. What about so you love Cleveland this year, and you hate the Rams. Now you got Baltimore against the Rams. You didn't give me a date for that. Is that December 10th too?
Yeah, the last two here are December 10th as well. This one's a no-brainer. By December, the Rams are going to be out of contention. I don't even know if Cooper Kupp's going to be healthy anymore. I don't know who's going to be playing quarterback at that point. It'll be a lost season. Baltimore -6.5. Let's lock it up. Bold prediction, Baltimore will be laying double digits in this game.
Wow. Why do you have on your note to me -6.5, -120?
Oh, because it is -120 at DraftKings right now. So the VIG is -120.
Got it. Oh, I hear what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, I like that one. I like that one. So far, I really like the Cleveland one against the Rams. I guess I don't like the Rams either because I like the Cleveland one against the Rams. I like the Baltimore one against the Rams. Tell me about Minnesota at Las Vegas.
Yeah, so Minnesota, by the way, I've been watching quarterback. I love quarterback. I had no idea that Kirk Cousins was, like, so cerebral and, like, you don't need to be cerebral to
tell me
the
about
Raiders.
I haven't watched the show yet. Jack says I'm in it a couple times, but I don't really watch TV that much. So you get it, unless it's a live sport. So why do you like it so much?
I like it because I'm a math geek and they focus on Mahomes and Mariota and Cousins a lot of their time spending learning the plays, and they're working with their wives and they're working with others, and they're like, you know, the route trees for all the receivers, and it shows how you can be the greatest athlete in the world if you're not, like, you know, trying to solve this Rubik's Cube 2 hours a day mentally. You're not going to succeed in the NFL because all these guys, you know, I was amazed how focused they were, you know, with all of it. And even Mahomes, you know, he practices all these crazy passes that looks like he's just improvising. He practices hours and hours of stretching his body and throwing across his body and the like. It really is remarkable. You know who doesn't practice? My Raiders. We're flaky. We're a team that football just does not seem to be a priority in town based upon what I see in the casinos and the interaction and the parties and the softball games that the Raiders have. The Raiders are bad. The Vikings are a borderline playoff team. The Vikings will travel. There'll be lots of Viking fans here in Las Vegas. If somehow they can navigate the traffic, because, well, the F1 racing will be over with. Our town is besieged with construction. Don't come here until after November 18th. Vikings minus 115, best bet.
You know what I love about you, Steve? Like, this is an international podcast about betting that people really like, and it's ranked top five in any ranking I ever see. I love that you want to – you're dying to talk about the traffic in Vegas. You're dying to complain. You know who cares about the traffic in Vegas? You. Just you.
Well, all the F1 people that are coming from Europe, because it is an international podcast, don't come to Vegas in February – In November, you will have a miserable time. You won't be able to get from the airport to your hotel. Cancel your plans. You're going to have a miserable time.
Wait, is that when the event is, the F1 event?
November 16th. It goes for a week.
I didn't even tell you this yet. I'm coming out there September 16th for Vanderbilt at UNLV. Now the traffic affects me. Now I'm mad. Now I'm not happy with F1 having this event. See, Steve, now it affects me, so now I give a you-know-what.
When it takes you an hour to go from the airport to your hotel on the Strip, you will be in agreement.
Oh, man, I'm glad you told me that. Check him out on social media, at Fezzik Sports. He's a living legend. I am at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. Whatever platform you're on, follow us so you can see the highlight clips of this show or the others. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.